All right, here we are. Midnight. Robert Shaw. I'm Kyle. There's Richard on bass.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
What's going on here?
So, Richard, you're smart. I'm dumb. You did not see Expendables 3, but I did.
I'm more excited for the Expendables.
What a horrible name, by the way.
Well, it's not going to happen because this movie died so horribly.
I hope not. Yeah.
There's no need for any more expendable franchisees to break off and plant their seeds across the country.
And everyone they were getting anyway was all so direct to video. It's like, who cares?
Are you talking about Mr. Jet Li and Dolph Lundgren in the same sentence? Direct to video?
No, I'm talking about the Expendables, whatever group the guy.
Well, who would they get? Who would be your choice for the Expendables?
Well, you'd have to get Mila Jovovich. That's like a go-to, but she's pregnant, so you gotta wait.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about her. That's a good pick.
I mean, she's like the number one, in my opinion, right now. Like,
what about Adrienne Barbeau?
No.
What if she's like the den mother? She's the girl who does like the computer work, and she used to be some... And Pam Grier's also there.
Like, no,
they're in the bat cave of the Expendables.
I'd get the chick from Game of Thrones and the Avengers, whatever her name is.
Who is that?
The old lady. I can't think of her name.
Oh, Diana Rigg?
Yeah, I get her to be.
She wasn't in the Avengers. Oh, the show.
The show.
I thought you were talking about the Marvel movie.
No.
That was that other old Brit bitch.
Yeah, I'm
American
too cool.
Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
Not Diana Rigg, though. No, Diana Rigg could be like the British version. Like, she's the M of the Expendables in Britain.
I like that. That's
there good. You go.
Yeah, that's good.
What about Adriana Pilecki?
Sure, because she's been in like one action movie, so why not? You got to find somebody.
What about the redhead from the original G.I. Joe movie? And she was also in Conan?
Right, yeah, and she has that show that...
Rachel Nichols.
Continuum, yeah.
She's not doing nothing.
Well, she has a TV show, but no, not really.
That means nothing.
She's free. She would do it.
Eva Green?
Oh, I love her in that. That'd be great.
She wouldn't do it because she's too artistic for that.
No, I mean, she was in 300 too, so I think she'd do it.
Yeah, you're right. She's a total sellout whore. Lena Headey, do you think she'd do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'd definitely do it.
She'd be good. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Summer Glau.
Yeah, I think she'd do it, yeah.
She's not doing nothing.
She could use the money.
Yeah, well, big time.
Who else you got? You're picking some good names here.
She needs to pay off her house and her property taxes. Zoe Bell, of course.
Yeah, she was on the list, yeah.
Yeah. I think. And then probably one of those
MMA girls.
MMA girls who are all like horrible actors. They can't even speak English correctly, let alone fight because they're girls. Only men can fight. Everybody knows this. It is known, Khaleesi. Only men fight because women have bony arms.
It's exactly what.
See, that's what I want to see. I want to see Expendables, and it's like a completely misogynistic joyride.
Then I think you just need to see Expendables 1, 2, and 3, and you'll be fine.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Would you have Kim Kardashian like be the stunt casting?
You gotta have somebody. Sure, why not? I don't care. I'm not that worried about it.
What about Dakota Fanning?
Yeah. Chloe Moretz in there, because why not? She's available.
Well, Chloe Moretz would make more sense, because she's more action-oriented. Dakota Fanning's kind of useless.
I like them both.
I'm just, grasping at straws here. Oh, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. If she's not doing more family-oriented movies, say why not?
Well, she's doing the family-oriented movies because it's the only thing she can get nowadays.
Yeah.
I think she's knocked up too, though. She's having like a Ben Affleck's 70th baby with him.
Yeah, she's had quite a few, so I can see that. But yeah, Expendables 3, don't see it.
Tara Reid.
Don't go. Oh, sure, Sharknado, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Zoe Saldana.
Gotta have her.
So sick of Zoe Saldana.
She doesn't bother me so much.
Well, she's such a blank sheet of paper. Like, she does nothing for me in any respect.
Who would you cast in her movies, then?
Anybody. I mean, hell, she shows up in all these movies, and it's like, are you supposed to be Paula Patton? Oh, wait, no, you're not. You're the other girl that does action movies now. Paula Patton's got better boobies.
Yeah, thank you, Two Guns. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing her in this movie that's never going to happen. That'd be good. Yeah.
Thankfully, it'll never happen. This whole conversation about the expended balls is just a big fat waste of time.
Well, I mean, it would never happen, but I think women should just be pleased, though, because these expendable movies are not good. So don't waste your time getting excited about the idea of a female version.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, it'll only set womankind back. I wouldn't bother.
You say set womankind back. Back where? Into the kitchen? Where they belong?
No.
You mean...
But set them back, though.
Back to the fields where they picked the lettuce and cabbages for the world. Because that's what they used to do, I think. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Making babies. Going back and making babies. That's their job. They just have to, you know, go make babies. And don't talk when football's on. And they have to get beer. That's what the Expendables is about.
Getting beer for men.
Yeah. Oh, I got... you know who else could be in the Expendables movie?
Who?
What's her name? What's her name? She's the black girl that does this the voices on Aisha Tyler.
She'd be funny. You need some comic relief. You gotta have comic
relief.
Yeah,
she could be like the funny girl.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of action oriented. She's like 6'4". She's a tall woman.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't use Margaret Cho anymore. She's a little too old. So
I use Margaret Cho still.
Be perfect.
She could be like the body shield. She takes all the bullets.
Gosh.
All the zingers.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know, Margaret. Some like weird dark fantasy would be like a fun, like beat up girl, like, you know, some weird fantasy thing where you just beat the shit out of her, like Lucy Liu.
Oh, you want Lucy Liu in this movie too? Wow,
well, you can put her in there too. Yeah,
you're getting everybody in this movie. It really is a all-star group.
Not really, because I don't think any of them have worked since like 1999.
Hey, Lucy Liu is on that Sherlock TV show.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Chelsea Handler. She can be on The Expendables too.
Great. And how about Keira Knightley? Why not?
Nah, she's not good enough. I want Americans. Keep with them.
Or like Liv Tyler, because she was in Lord of the Rings movies.
There you go. That's using the noggin.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. You get Hilary Swank, because she did some boxing stuff.
Oh, God, good choice.
You get Michelle Rodriguez?
She'd do it, too. Michelle Rodriguez is too big. She'd say no.
No, she'd do it.
Unless there was some really good pussy to get on the set, maybe she'd say yes.
Well, that's why you'd have Hilary Swank on the movie.
Well, I guess you got a good point there. Michelle Rodriguez would fist the swank. Swanking.
Swanking.
She changed. Swanky fisting. Term. No fisting. It'd be called swanking.
Swanking? Okay.
Swanking with two fists.
So instead of two guns, it'd be two fists?
Two fists. That's right. Starring Edward James Olmos.
Gosh.
And he would do what you'd think he'd do.
He could use the money, too, so that'd be good.
Yes. Though every movie I see him in now, he's very much the same character he is from Battlestar Galactica. It's like he's never gotten out of that part.
It's paying the bills.
Well, I mean, I guess it's because it makes sense, because it's just like he was pretty much playing a tired old man.
Right.
And so, I mean, in life, he's probably a very, very, very tired old man now.
I would think so, yeah.
So I'm sure he's just like, I don't give a shit. They understand what I'm doing here. Fuck them.
That's exactly what he's thinking. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
So yeah, there's no reason to review Expendables 3 except to say it's terrible. But
it is right. Terrible. I forgot we were talking about that movie.
Yeah, sort of. I don't really care. I mean, it's not a good movie, so you don't... I mean, the action is stuff you've seen in other movies and done better in other movies.
Mm.
The dialogue is tedious as hell. Gosh. Yeah, well, what more do you need to be said? I mean... Arnold is still having fun. Harrison Ford is hit and miss.
Oh, how was Harrison Ford? Was he barely in this movie, or what was he doing?
He has a few scenes. Three of them where he's sitting down. Two where he's standing up.
Wow.
And he wears a suit in the movie that seems ill-fitted for him. Like, they just didn't get a tailor. They're just like, here's a suit that's too big for you. Put it on.
I'm going to wear the same suit I wore for Ender's Game.
Well, it's like a business suit, so not quite, but I get it. I get it.
It's made out of hemp.
And, yeah, I don't know. It just didn't really get me going. You know, I never found
I'll do this part for... 10 pounds of weed.
That's probably what he said. At points he was having a good time, but it was few and far between for everybody. I think everyone was just there for the paycheck to go home.
Well, what paycheck? I don't think these movies have like amazingly huge budgets. That's the idea.
No. Well, what I mean by that is it's like you work for half your general pay, but you only work for like 2 weeks or whatever. It's like that's not bad. You know, take it and go home. That's easy.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Stallone and Statham still have good chemistry. I like that.
I don't think they ever had good chemistry.
They have fun together.
On that show. Or on those movies.
I think so. There's like some of the backbone of the
really?
Movies.
It's terrible.
This is faint praise, Richard. All right? I'm not saying, like, I'm trying to pick the best stuff in this awful, godforsaken movie that will hopefully never have a sequel. Kelsey Grammer is just winging it. I don't think he cares. You never get that sense.
No.
All the kids from this movie can't act at all. They're terrible. The action is
pretty... How many?
What? Yeah?
I was going to say, how many of these kids are like MMA fighters or some type of athlete?
At least 2 out of the 4. You get Kellan Lutz, who still sucks, so I don't know. And then Greg Powell, who I don't know if he's an actor or an athlete. I'm not sure. And then a couple of people who are fighters. But yeah, they're never very good. And yeah, I think so. The action's really poorly shot. I mean, there's one scene with the girl fighter, and she's beating up these guys, but it's all close-ups of her face. And I'm just like, what's going on? I don't see the action here at all.
Is she a pretty woman, or is she kind of homely?
She's not bad, but she has this mole like right under her eye.
Does she talk like this?
No. But and the mole is very distracting.
Is she a good of an actress as Gina Carano?
Yeah, she's on par. Yeah, it's take it
away. So she's fucking terrible.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Like, her acting would be really well suited for a direct to video movie.
Oh yeah, but they don't have those anymore, Kyle.
Hey, tell that to Van Damme.
We have straight to Redbox movies now and VOD movies where you can download them, and they cost way more than a direct to video movie ever cost.
Well, then call Van Damme, because he's the one still doing this shit. I don't know.
They call it Van Damme it.
And, yeah, I don't know. I thought Mel Gibson was kind of wasted. He didn't get a lot to do.
Did you listen to those rant tapes?
Not in a while, no.
Well, because I told you, I gave you that wonderful joke about did he ask to be blown before the jacuzzi? And you just went earlier what? This week. I messaged you.
Yeah.
I messaged you, did Mel Gibson get blown before the jacuzzi? And you're like, what is that? I don't get it.
These are your jokes, Richard. I don't know. You gotta bring them up. I don't. You're the comedy guy on the show. You're the comedy guy. This is what you're here for.
Oh no, I'm not bringing up that. No, it was referencing what happened to Mel Gibson, what basically destroyed his career. Besides right. The sugar tit and Jew thing, these were the tapes that Russian whore leaked, and pretty much tried to sabotage good old Mel. Who just has a slight anger issue problem.
Only slight.
And a boozer. Only slight.
Oh, yeah. And
he can't even breathe without getting upset.
And Robert Davi cameos in the movie.
That's right, Robert Davi. Robert Davi, what's going on here? I'm Agent Johnson. This is Agent Johnson. No relation.
Yeah, that was the disappointing part, was there was no Grand L. Bush. I think that would have been funny if they'd been together again. But you don't get it all.
Now, see, no one in the world is going to understand who you just said.
He's so famous, though.
He is not at all.
He was in Die Hard. He was in the Lethal Weapon movies, I think. At least one of them. And he was in...
Who?
What?
Who was he in Die Hard? Explain the reference.
Well, there's Robert Davi and then Grand L. Bush. They're the two feds that come in.
And, yes, both named Johnson.
Yeah.
No relations.
So, yeah, I mean, spoiler alert for the movie. But if you've never seen Die Hard, I'll be honest. But yeah.
If you haven't, go see Die Hard instead of Expendables 3.
That'd be my advice, yes. That's the end of my review. I'll go no further. It's not good.
Aw. No, please. So what was the master plan of Mel Gibson? I don't understand. What was the importance of Mel Gibson in this movie?
He really didn't have a master plan. There were two scenes where he buys a painting, which I thought were pretty dull. I didn't get the point
at all.
Well, one where he buys it, and he's a bit of a douche.
Wow.
But that's it. And then another one where he brings it to his house, and that's it. And there's no dialogue either. He just brings it to the house, and that's it.
That's bizarre.
It's very odd. I was like, what is the point? Because I thought, okay.
Who directed
this one? This Australian guy? Patrick Hughes? The guy who's doing the Raid remake? I forget his name.
Oh. What else has he done?
He did some movie called Red Hill or something. I don't remember the exact title.
Huh.
Yeah.
So he's a nobody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's getting scale for this movie. He's not getting anything. Nah.
Right.
It was just, I mean, I think it's the same thing like in Return of the Jedi where you hire somebody to be the puppet while you direct the background. And that's my feeling. Stallone just used this guy to basically do the little things he didn't want to do, but then Stallone got behind the camera to shoot the big stuff.
Like the Wesley Snipes stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Wesley Snipes basically is in the first 5 minutes. And then he's relegated to being a background character, at best.
So what's the big job that they do in this one? Because the first one was they save this shitty South American city, and
right.
The second movie they saved a shitty Eastern European city. So what shitty city are they saving in this one?
No city. The last big battle happens in this decimated, like, I don't even know what it is. Maybe some Olympic village from, like, the 80s. But it's all blown to hell already. No one lives there.
Is it Munich?
Nah, it's the middle of this. It's another European shitty city. Some Eastern European city. But it's all blown to hell. It's blown to hell, so it doesn't even exist. It's just a bunch of buildings that are just rubble. But no, the big plot is Mel Gibson. They kidnap him to bring him back to The Hague to be tried, and then he escapes and kidnaps like the young kids. So then the old guys go to save the young kids, and that's the movie. That's the movie, basically.
Wow.
And it was awful. It's like, what do I care? They could all die. I have no interest.
Rightfully so, too.
And Stallone's big line at the end when he kills Mel Gibson, spoiler alert, is...
Whoa.
I know, right?
How does he kill Mel Gibson?
He just shoots him. It's really lame. It's really lame.
Do they have a fight? They at least fight?
Yeah, but you can tell it's just two old guys. It's just so boring. I thought the Van Damme fight was better in the second one.
Well, yeah. Well, Van Damme's Mel Gibson's not really a fighting guy. I mean, his movies. He's like he's the goofy, crazy guy who happens to be really good at shooting people, not fighting people.
Yeah, it was only in Lethal Weapon that he actually fought anybody, really.
Yeah.
And that was like 30 years ago.
Patrick Swayze would have made more sense, but he's dead.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Poor guy.
Patty. So, he missed out on the Expendables. He would have been in those movies, you know it, if he was alive today.
Oh, gosh, in a heartbeat. Yeah, that guy would have totally been in those movies. Oh, man.
Yeah, they would have been great, too. They would have paid for his Parkinson's or pancreatic cancer sessions of chemo. He would have done it.
But, yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't a very good fight. And Stallone ends it with saying, "I am the Hague," which is a great line.
Oh.
Really lame.
Right. That's... Wow.
Really lame.
Like, why would you reference a horrible theatrical bomb as like a catchphrase for your other horrible franchise that didn't quite take off?
I don't know. I was confused by that too, because Arnold says chopper lines I think at least twice. He has two chopper lines, which I thought was kind of lame. Stick with one. One is fine. Two is overdoing it. I get it.
Yeah.
Because I think he's like, "Let's get to the chopper," and then he's like, "We got to get to the chopper," and it's like, I get it. It's fine. It's fine. Predator. Thank you. Thanks. That's great. And I guess he and Jet Li are gay and are gay lovers in this movie. So.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
and
Arnold
Jet
and Jet Li. Yeah. Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's per the director.
That's the only.
So.
And that's like, you blink, you miss it, right? Isn't it like a
joke? Yeah, it's a quick
over
reference.
Everyone's heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's partially over your head because you cannot understand Jet Li at all. And Arnold, you can only kind of understand, so. I mean, Jet Li, you really have a hard time with. It's not even a joke. I mean, he has real trouble delivering his lines.
Well, I mean, English is a hard language.
No, I'm sure. I mean, my guess is he probably just said them like phonetically. I doubt he actually memorized anything that are actually real lines.
Oh, you don't think he has the brain capacity to do that?
Well, I just think it's been so long since he's been in American movies. He's probably just like, ugh, what is this crap? What does it say? I don't know. I'm tired of this.
Right, man. Feed me my lines on a 3x5 card. Just to go do it. Be off camera.
Probably. Just like, ugh. I'm not getting paid enough for this crap.
So no kick out, drag out fights or anything? No big I heard Terry Crews like disappears midway through the movie.
Midway? Like first 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
What? He must have been doing a lot of Old Spice commercials that week.
Yeah, like the stuff you see in the trailer is all that he is in the movie on that boat. That's it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So you don't see him again until like the very end, and that's it. And then the bar.
What about Randy Couture?
He is actually in the movie quite a bit. He's in it a
lot. Wow.
He doesn't say a lot, but he's featured a lot. He's in it quite a bit.
Wow.
Which is a shock, because it's like, he's one of the better actors in the movie. That's how bad this movie is.
Jesus.
Not
Yeah, I think I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, don't
and
see
you,
it.
And you didn't see Turtles either, right?
I have no interest, and there's no one to drag me to that crap, yeah. So I don't care. Fuck that.
Yeah, movie. I think I'm going to miss that one, too.
I'll wait for the sequel. We'll see how that is.
Yes.
2016.
Well, that guy, he was saying he wants to do Dimension X stuff with, like, Krang and shit. So if they go bananas on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, okay. I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting to see that.
Yeah, if they did Krang, I would see that movie. Just regardless. 0% Rotten Tomatoes, I would see that movie. Because it's got Krang. I don't care.
And it would have 0% Rotten Tomatoes.
So, yeah. So, I would see that movie if it has Krang. That's awesome, for sure. But I doubt it.
Now, would you want CGI Krang, or do you want, like, a puppet Krang?
Puppet Krang. It's got to... Come on. Come on. I know it'll be CGI, but I'd love to see a puppet.
You do motion capture.
And you can have, like, Melissa McCarthy be the motion capture.
Oh,
low blow. Low blow.
She's gonna be the hippopotamus in the Jungle Book movie.
Oh,
all motion capture. Oh,
oh, so
they try
sad.
To shoot her with a gun, and it doesn't work. She's too fat.
<It's> just
bullets bounce right off her hide.
Gosh, yeah, boy, nope. No interest. No interest. I just wait and see.
Well, it's all about September. You got the Equalizer.
Yeah.
And then that's about it.
Yeah, not much. Not much.
Kind of excited for that Brad Pitt World War II tank movie. It looks kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I wish LaBeouf wasn't in it, but I'll take it. Could be good.
Well, you know, I'm sure LaBeouf is going to be like the quiet character. He probably took the role because he was like, this is something that I could do very well. I just don't want the pretension of being a leading man anymore. This is a great character role for someone like me.
I heard he didn't shower, which bothered the crew.
Well, he didn't. He doesn't shower now.
No.
In reality.
No. But during the movie, I guess, when they were filming, he didn't shower.
Is this on IMDb?
That's what I'd read, because I guess he wanted to be more like it was in World War II.
Oh, he's so method. He's so fucking good.
I know.
He is so Juilliard.
It's like, I don't think not showering is going to get you more into character, but what do I know?
Oh, man, every part of me smells like wet, stinky asshole. Oh, I scratched my ass the other day. I got it in my fingernails. You want to smell, Brad? Get you in character.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's too thrilled.
You know, so. Nymphomaniac Volume 1 is on Netflix now.
I saw that, yeah.
Like, all of Lars von Trier's movies are on Netflix now. Antichrist was on there. I was like, holy shit, what's going on?
Why?
Someone at Netflix is fucking nuts.
They're just awful people.
We love the Dogma style. We love the Lars von Trier. He understands Hitler, and so does Netflix. We are the Netflix. We love the Hitlers and the Lars von Triers and the Werner Herzogs, but more Lars von Triers.
Yeah, I don't think they have a lot of Werner on there.
Not really. They have his documentaries, but not anything else.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping they get the... the Dune one, Jabberwocky's Dune or whatever. Jabberwocky, yeah, the guy did El Topo.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping they get that documentary. I'd like to see that.
Is that not out on video or?
I don't think so, not yet. I think it's still like limited release, some theaters, or I don't know, some backwood indie hipster theater.
Okay.
But I don't know.
That's too bad. It's too bad.
What? Did you didn't see anything else? Expendables 3 was the only thing on your playlist today, huh?
I mean, I saw that Brendan Gleeson movie, but I don't think anybody's going to be seeing that one. So.
Oh, right, yeah. You said it was not as good as The Guard.
No, I mean, I liked it, but...
Is this more personal? Like, this is much more of a drama than a comedy?
Very much a drama, and I guess... Because really what it is, because the premise of the movie opens the film. It's like an hour and a half of him just talking with his congregation. Then it goes back to the premise, and then it's over. And that's kind of the movie.
What happens at the end? May you spoil it for me?
Well, Ed saw it, so that's fine. I can spoil the movie.
Good.
Yeah, so that's fine. So the guy, it ends up being Chris O'Dowd is the one who wants to
kill him. Good choice.
And he shoots and kills him at the end.
Oh, really? He kills him? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he blows his brains out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's just basically him putting his house in order?
I guess you could say that. I mean, to a degree.
He should have shot Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids.
She wasn't around. I mean, he gave her a call, but that's
not the movie. I'm going to shoot you in the head. Chris O'Dowd? I can't do his voice.
That's fine. That's how the movie opened. He left her a voicemail. And then and then it cuts to him in the confessional. And that's it. So.
Oh, he shoots him in the confessional?
No, but he's on a beach. But okay. But he calls Melissa McCarthy. Then he goes in the confessional at the beginning of the movie. And he's like, well, you're my second choice. But here's what's going to happen. And he's like, oh, okay.
That's oh, see, damn. If only that second choice came through.
Yeah, so it is what it is. But no, I liked it. It was just not plot heavy. I'll put it that way.
Well, it's more of a character piece. It's more like it's a play.
That was some complaints I read online, and I would agree. I mean, it definitely feels like a play.
Well, it's written by a playwright. What do you expect?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
But his next one sounds interesting. I'm assuming it's the same director because like there was an interview with Brendan Gleeson. Where he talks about his next movie is he's like this really spiteful wheelchair-bound guy.
Oh.
Who hates everybody because, you know, he can't walk but everyone else can, so he's pissed off.
Oh, good.
And to prove himself, he tries to solve this murder.
Oh, that sounds like gold.
It sounds good to me. Because he'll be the one cracking all the jokes and being an asshole, so it sounds like gold.
I thought you were going to say he's going to swim the English Channel.
Oh, if only.
Kind of, and solve crimes.
Like a pseudo-sequel to The Guard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. He was a swimmer in The Guard.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny because this one opens up with people surfing. I thought that was kind of an interesting element. More people
did you
in
think,
the water.
You think it was going to be a quasi-sequel to The Guard where, like, the guard's burnt corpse rolls up on the ocean, on the beach.
No.
And then Brendan Gleeson steps over the body because he thinks it's like a piece of wood, driftwood.
That would be funny, but no, that doesn't happen now.
No, that's too meta.
A lot of people from The Guard are in the movie, though.
Oh, good.
Like the little
Don
kid.
Cheadle.
The little kid is in it. And just some of the actors,
Don Cheadle?
No. There is a black guy, but it's the guy from Limits of Control, that Jim Jarmusch movie.
Not Luther?
No. I don't know his name, but that guy.
Zoe!
No, sorry, not him.
I've got to solve this crime, Zoe!
Did you ever finish season 3?
I did. I watched it all. I finished it.
How was it? Is it good?
Oh, it was alright. It was fine. It's just, I feel like if they don't do another season because, like, he's super busy, I'm fine with it. Like, if that was the way to end the series, it's not bad. It's sort of... Because basically everyone that works with Luther is dead.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's the thing about Luther. It's like every season, it's like, who can I kill? Who's going to die tragically in this show? Okay, you this time, mate.
And, like, it's really sad. And it's just like, oh, man.
What happens?
A pretty downer show.
What happens to the, to what's her name? I can't think of her name.
Alice?
Yeah.
Nothing. She's still around. She shows up, I think, in the last two episodes.
Oh, okay.
She's kind of gone. She's not around. She sort of disappears. But then she plays a very pivotal role. And she turns herself in, basically.
Huh.
She turns herself in. And she does the old switcheroo at the very end because she saved Luther's life and Luther's girlfriend at the time life because they're both kind of there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's, you know, Luther, the guy to ask Luther, you know, who do you choose to be that I should shoot first? Because that's what I'm going to do here. You have to choose one of them. And he chooses Alice to shoot her in the head. Because he's
nice.
Just trying to buy time.
Nice.
Because I think he knows Alice can take care of herself, so she does. You know, she does.
Right. Yeah.
Because she don't take fools.
Right.
Did you watch it? You didn't see it?
I saw like part of the first episode, but that was when it wasn't on Instant.
And it's all then, on Netflix now.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. I don't know. I just haven't gotten to it. I know I need to.
No, Alice definitely, she comes back with a vengeance, and she actually does a lot of cool stuff in the last episode where it's like, oh, shit, this is why I like this show and I missed Alice because she's not around for, like, the first two episodes, but then she comes back for the last two.
Yeah, she's the one thing that makes it all work. I mean, I love Idris Elba, but she ties it all together.
Well, it's sort of, yeah, it's a nice arc. That whole story arc with Alice and Luther is really well done. And where everything else is just like, you know, a psycho of the week show.
Right, yeah.
And I mean, like, it's everybody, every psycho in England history, in English history crime, I guess, kills people on Luther's beat.
Well, yeah, I mean, because these people are not, I mean, from what I've seen in the past seasons... Yeah. Are not your average crazy people?
Oh God, no! They're so ridiculous.
I mean, they would embarrass like Hannibal. I mean, Hannibal would be like, "Whoa, too far, dude, too far." That's too much.
You got one guy who's an occultist, like fetishist writer who drains the blood of women every 10 years. He kidnaps a woman and keeps her in a freezer, where he drains her of all of her blood, and then he drinks her blood. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's like the second episode or the third episode of the first season. It's just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it never gets easy. Never gets easy.
And Zoe gets shot by his partner.
Yeah, it wasn't sad to see her go. I don't know.
And then she went to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's going to be Cersei's little toy at season 5, probably. If they stick with the books, I guess.
Well, no, with someone else, because she goes home.
Oh, character. I'm sure she'll stay in King's Landing.
Yeah, I feel like they'll combine those characters.
Yeah, they would have to, because why introduce a new one? It'd be too much work.
Yeah, I think it works better.
They stay away from that, which is good.
And I think you'd have a good dynamic, too, because she'd... have a lot of resentment towards the Lannisters, but then...
Right.
But then Cersei and herself would know that they're both kind of using each other in this circumstance, and...
Yeah.
And that could be kind of interesting.
Sure.
As they play off each other. I don't know. And she's a good actress, too. I wouldn't mind seeing her stick around.
Yeah.
So...
She's good stuff. And she, you know, HBO, they're nothing but loyal to their actors, because shit, you'll see... these actors and shows like 5 years down the line and you're just like, oh shit, that guy was in this and this guy, that girl was in that. I mean, they utilize a lot of the same actors a lot, which is cool. Shows the loyalty HBO has for actors, and it's kind of a nice thing.
If James Gandolfini were still around, he would have been in Game of Thrones.
He would have been in the mountain. He would have been another incarnation of the mountain.
It would have called him up and, hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
I'll do that. Okay, sure. Why not?
Edie Falco is the mountain. Oh,
that's
my God,
gasping.
Tony. Who am I killing in over here? What's going on here, Tony?
Gosh.
I'm Nurse Jackie. That's why she's not in any more HBO shows, because she went to Showtime. She got her own show on Showtime, and HBO was like, well, fuck you too. Just like Kurt Russell to The Thing.
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
And fuck you too.
Undoubtedly. That thing happened.
That thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah. I don't know, nothing else going on right now. It's kind of the dead time. It's August. So it's like dead time.
No, yeah, it's pretty empty. We're waiting. Waiting on stuff to happen.
Waiting for things to happen.
I don't know what's happening on TV, but I don't think anything interesting.
The Strain, I'm watching that, and I'm not that
excited. I thought you hated that show.
It's all right. I don't know. It's not very good. The only good stuff is David Bradley, the English actor. He was in Harry Potter. He's in a bunch of stuff, but he's the best part of the show.
Wasn't he on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, he was Walder Frey.
Yeah, yeah.
But Corey Stoll is kind of annoying. Like, it's just all the cliches in the show are too much. It's like it's very airport thriller novel. Like, takeaway, that's what I'm getting from it. It's very simple. It's like, you know, the workaholic dad is losing his son while this pandemic is starting, but it's more than just the pandemic, and then you have these awful, awful Mexican characters, which I am shocked because, you know, it's co-written and created by Guillermo del Toro. I thought he understood his own people better, but I guess not.
What's wrong with them?
Oh, they're just the very basic, like, oh, God. Like, one character is a criminal, and he brought the crate, which just has, like, this giant vampire master in it. And he's, like, a criminal working for this, you know, evil company, but he's doing it because he wants his brother's arrest records police records erased, and he wants his mother taken care of or become a citizen or whatever. But it's just like the stereotypical, yeah, what's up, homie? White boy, what's up? It's so stupid, eh? You're stupid. It's like, ugh, this character is aggravating at best. And his brother is the worst actor I've ever seen.
Wow.
And he's playing a heroin addict. So it's like he's always shaking, and he's like he's a dumb criminal that's just going after stealing things for, like, you know, get a high. But just the start, it's just atrocious. The dialogue's not very good either. It's not that good of a show. It's very dumb. And it's not even shocking. Like, the violence in it don't even register if you compare it to Walking Dead. And Walking Dead's not a good show, but at least they know how to kill people.
That's true.
But yeah, The Strain is just very... It's like you've seen it because you saw Blade 2. It's very Blade 2-ish.
Ooh,
With, like, hints of, like, there's the Nazi concentration camp sequences.
You gotta have those, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the one thing that the bad thing about this show, because it's shot digitally, you can't have Auschwitz in HD clarity. It just doesn't work. You can't look at a fucking concentration camp in 1080i. It doesn't work. It doesn't have the same effect.
Right.
And everything looks so, you know, chintzy and fake. And it's just like, I can't. No, don't do this. No, what are you doing? So I don't know. I'm slowly stopping watching. I'll tape it and maybe get around to watching it a week later. It's just not something I get excited to watch again. Yeah, it's just whatever. I feel like I've seen most of it, so I'm obligated now, but it might turn into an Under the Dome situation.
Ooh.
Where it's just they renewed it for a second season, which I get it. There's like three books. It's a trilogy of books, so I'm thinking, okay, so does that mean three seasons? I thought this was supposed to be a miniseries, but now they're doing another season. So what does that mean? That means we're going to stretch out this plot line? Because this is already pretty stretched out enough.
No, I mean, like, the show you mentioned, Under the Dome was something you could have easily done in one season.
I thought that was the point. It was right. A miniseries, I thought.
Yeah, I thought, even though it sucked, I thought if they did it in one season, at least it would have wrapped itself up and
right,
maybe saved itself by the end. But But they never did that.
They weren't interested in that.
No.
And I think it suffered for it because you can't do a summer serial like in multiple seasons. Like, people are going to forget about it. It's like 9 months later it comes back on. It's like, oh, wait. Oh, that show? I don't even remember if it was good the first time.
Right. And I think just overall it would have been much better as one season. It would have been quicker, tighter. Characters would have ended up being better developed, I think. And yeah, it just would have wrapped up, too, which is, I think, the most important part. Just get it done.
And that's what these two shows have in common. The worst acting I've seen in TV ever. It's like, Jesus Christ, are we that desperate for actors that these guys got parts?
Right.
Like, a lot of this the side character, like the one-liner characters are so terrible. They're horrible actors. It's just like, who's casting this shit now? Is there no more good actors out there? Like, seriously, it's horrible. I mean, they're really bad. Try watching half an episode. It's just, you can't do it.
I'll try and give it a shot. I don't know where I can watch it, but I'll look.
Oh, I'm sure it's online. You can watch it or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I can steal it somewhere. I just gotta look.
It's all right. It's not an awful show. I've seen, I've seen worse. I will finish it, but begrudgingly finish it. Because it's Guillermo, I gotta support Guillermo. That's all it's about.
Well, he needs the money.
Yeah, he didn't make any money on Pan's Labyrinth.
Evidently.
That's what he said. He said, he's not a good businessman. He just thinks with his heart.
That's a mistake.
He basically made Pan's Labyrinth for the Pan's Labyrinth suit, basically. So he can put it in his house, Bleak House.
That's funny.
Which I would love to see one day. Oh, shit.
It's every movie nerd's dream, I think.
Oh, God. That'd be fucking cool.
Honestly, all you need to do is meet him and just ask. And
he'd say, I'm sure. He's that open. He probably would. He's probably like, hey, Guillermo, I got like half a... Do you want to finish this pizza with me? Yes, let's go. Fuck, let's go do it. Sounds great. Let's go do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'd really just... He'd be like, yeah, why not?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, though, if the books... Maybe the books are better than the show because, like I said, the acting is so bad. It just brings down the material. So I'm just wondering if it's because the acting's so bad, that's why I'm not liking the show that much. But yet every, like, cliche in the book is in the series. Like, come up with a cliche for a story. What's a typical thing that happens in, like, a shitty pulp novel? Just off the top of your head, something simple.
Something simple? The kid hates his dad. I'd assume that's got to be in there, or...
Well, no, the kid loves his dad, except, like, they're fighting. It's a custody fight because he's so addicted to his job. He's a workaholic. He's never home. And the wife basically found someone else and wants a divorce and wants to have custody of the kid.
Right.
So the kid basically tells the judge that he'll grant every other weekend custody because he knows his dad loves his job. So the kid does that for his dad, but the dad wants to spend time with his son. And I believe none of it because I don't think Corey Stoll's that good of an actor.
Yeah, that's why I'm concerned that he's in Ant-Man. I mean, I like him, but I don't think he's right for that part.
He's not. He's just... I don't understand how he got the lead in this. His wig is a brilliant piece of makeup, though.
Yeah, I saw a photo. I was like, what the hell is that?
He's got flowing locks. He looks beautiful.
Who on earth glued that to that guy's face?
Yeah, no,
that's pretty bad.
It's not a very good show. And you have like a Marilyn Manson rock and roller character on there.
Ooh.
There's too many subplots with uninteresting characters. And like the Kevin Durant, is that his name? Kevin, what the big dude? He was a character actor. He's in like a bunch of action movies.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Durant, yeah.
Kevin Durant. He is... an exterminator, and his storyline hasn't gone anywhere yet. All he's done is the first episode you see him in, he's killing rats, and that's it. Like, that's his storyline, and it has nothing to do with the rest of the show. So it's like all of a sudden you're with this guy who's an exterminator, killing rats, and he has like all these, you know, and he's got a weird accent that he goes in and out of. I don't know if he's Russian or fuck all. He just keeps changing it. And I'm just like, what? Well, pick one. Stay with it. What are you doing, Kev? But he finds the lair, I guess, under the city where all these infested vampires are, and he ran away and got away, and I guess that was his point for that episode, because he doesn't do anything. Like, it's just bizarre. It just goes off on these tangents that have nothing to do with the overall story. It's just like little character beats, but like the characters aren't that interesting, so it's not worth the effort. I don't know. The show's not that good. I'm very disappointed.
That is an absolute shame.
Yes. Just like the Expendables 3.
Not a shame. I'm glad to see that franchise end.
Yeah, as it should. Time to put that one away. Put it to bed. Go make another Rambo movie, Sly, and then just fucking end it. Just go away. Arnold, go away. Mel Gibson, go away. No one wants these old action faded glory guys. Go away. It's over. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger should be put on mothballs forever now. I mean, he can't make a hit with an ensemble. He can't make a hit on his own. He can't make a hit with any... I mean, just stop. And yet he's still getting work. He's still making these movies. What's going on? Why haven't they learned?
Well, he's got that zombie movie coming out, which looks fantastic. Ah,
Abigail Breslin is Maggie. She's a zombie. No! Ah, she's my daughter. I'm going to shoot you with my rifle in the head.
Well, yeah,
right.
That's how it goes. Zombie, yeah, I do wonder, like, what kind of a movie is that going to be? Is that going to be an action movie, a comedy, a dark comedy, a drama?
I
have no idea.
If Life After Beth is any indication, I think the zombie comedy is dead. Literally.
Yeah, I did not get a good vibe from that one.
I got terrible reviews. I read them. They were not very kind. And again, your boy, Denda Lahane, is not gratiating himself well with reviewers.
My boy. I guess. Sure. Why not?
Danny.
I'll take that.
Your boy, Danny. And how shocking is it that Amazing Spider-Man 2 is already out on Blu-ray?
Wow. I didn't even realize. Is it all
it's out
already?
It came out today. It came out today. It's already out. You can go buy it. It did that horribly at the box office. They had to release it now.
Yeah, I was kind of enjoying watching some of the deleted scenes they put online, though.
Oh, God.
Those are bizarre.
Do they make more sense or less sense?
Less. I don't get it. There's a scene with his mom, with Jamie Foxx's mom, which is weird.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. Like, there's a whole subplot
that they cut
out of that movie of, like, his mom. Like, he kills his mom, right?
I think so, yeah. I don't know who plays her. It wasn't Oprah.
Cicely Tyson.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Yeah, whoever was in that Help movie or whatever the shit. And, like, a bunch of other crap, obviously, but, yeah. Her.
Viola Davis.
Yeah, she's busy on TV.
Octavia Spencer.
Well, what about that one girl who was in that Precious movie? You never see her anymore.
Oh, no, she was in a bunch of stuff. She was in the C Word on Showtime for a while.
No, I mean her mom, whoever played the mom.
Oh, Monique? Yeah, Monique's dead. Monique's career is over.
Yeah.
The white people found out she won an Oscar, and they were just like, oh, hell no, we cannot have that. So they never wanted her work again. Whitey got to her.
Too bad. Too bad.
Well, probably for good. You know, we got enough sassy, fat, black women walking around. You got Wendy Williams, you got Octavia Spencer, you got Viola Davis, you got Tyler Perry, you got Oprah, you got Gabriella Sevigny, the girl, the Precious, basically. I think, you know what? Precious ate Monique. That's what happened.
Could have happened. Could have happened. I can
see
that.
She stood too close to that Oscar shrimp basket, and she was gone. She didn't have a chance.
That is that's a damn shame.
All right, well,
let's
get out of here. Let's go to the bar and shit. Drink to the memory of Monique.
Done.
Bye. Hey, you can cut that one shorter, I think.
Maybe.
Fuck it.
Nah, probably not.
Fuck it. Who cares? Turn it into two episodes.
I'm done. Good night.
Yeah, whatever.